Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Kovacs here, pre-recording our Mishneh Yomi learning for Shabbat Yitro. We are in Chapter 2 of Shavuot, Mishneh Hey, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Hasheritz Venela Mimenu, the creepy crawly thing, and it's hidden from him. Now, Rabbi Eliezer is talking about the verse in Chapter 5 of Vayikra, also Parshat Vayikra, verse 2 here. O nefesh, or a soul, asher tiga, that will touch bechol devar tameh, any item that's impure. O, or benivlat chaya tameya, the corpse of an impure wild animal. O benivlat behema tameya, or an impure domestic animal. O benivlat sheretz tamei, or he touches the corpse of an impure sheretz, one of these creepy crawly things like lizards and mice and toads. Benelam mimenu, and it's hidden from him or forgotten by him. V'hu tamei v'yashem, and he is impure and has become guilty. So now back in the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer explains this, al helam sheretz chayev, if he forgot about touching the sheretz or the other physical source of impurity, that's when he's chayev to bring an offering if he then enters the temple or eats kodshim, sacrificial items. V'eino chayev achel mikdash, but if he forgot he was walking into the temple, he didn't realize where he was or what he was doing, that's not what the Pasuk is talking about, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Akiva, Omer, Rabbi Akiva says something quite similar from the end of the verse, V'nela mimenu v'hu tameh, it's forgotten from him, and he's impure. Now he explains this means, al helam tuma chayev, so when he forgets about the impurity itself, that he had touched a source of impurity, that's when he has to bring an offering, v'enu chayev achelem mikdash, but not if he forgets or doesn't realize that the place he's entering into is part of the temple. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Rabbi Yishmael says, v'nelam shtei pa'amim. He says the verse actually says nelam, it's hidden or forgotten. It says that twice. It's repeated, and we know the Torah does not waste words. The Torah does not make the Jews waste ink, so it's not extra. So what does it mean? L'chayiv al helam tuma. So he's obligated to bring an offering if he forgets about the impurity itself that his body touched. V'al helam mikdash, or also if he didn't realize or forgot that this place he was in was the temple. So that's the default situation we've assumed for the whole chapter up to now was the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael. Let's go on to Chapter 3. And we're leaving Tuma for now, but don't worry, we'll have an entire Seder of Taharot about all the ins and outs and ups and downs and lids and handles of impurity. So Chapter 3, Shvuot Shtaim Shehen Arba, oaths are two that are four. And now the Mishnah illustrates, Shvua She'ochel, an oath I will eat, Shvua She'lo'achol, or I'm not going to eat. She'achalti, he makes an oath that I already ate, V'She'lo'achalti, or that he didn't already eat. As we mentioned back in Chapter 1, a shvua can be lahara, lahaitev, it can be positive or negative. Of course, eating is typically positive, it's not Yom Kippur we're talking about, and it can be a present tense, but also in the past tense. So then Mishnah says, how much eating is eating? He says, shvua shalo achol, an oath I will not eat, v'achol kolshu, and he eats a crumb, he eats a kolshu, is a tiny bit, even a little amount of scrap, chayev, he's liable to bring an offering, divrei Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva. Amru lo, Rabbi Akiva, the other sages told Rabbi Akiva, Hechan metzinu, where do we ever find? Ochel kol shehu chayev, someone eats a crumb and they're obligated to bring an offering? Shezei chayev, this guy should be chayev also. Now what they're getting at is typically the amount, the shiur of eating, is a kazayit. A kazayit is an olives amount. For some prohibitions, it's even a greater amount. But an olives amount is sort of the default amount of eating in the Torah. Of course, even smaller volumes than that, you can't eat a crumb of basar b'chalav, of meat and milk. We can't eat a drop of blood. We can't have a drop of chaylev, of forbidden fats. But the liability for an offering comes with a kazayit amount of eating. That's considered significant from the Torah. Amar lehen Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva has an answer for this. He says, v'chi heikhan mitzinu. But where do we find? B'medaber mevi karban. Somebody talks, and as a result of his medaber, his talking, he brings an offering. Shezei, that this person making the oath, medaber mevi karvan. He's speaking, and that's bringing the liability for the offering. What Rabbi Akiva is getting at is the Torah indeed forbids eating certain substances, and the Torah's version of eating is a kazayit at minimum. But this person is adding this prohibition by himself. He's creating the iser. He's creating the ban on eating for himself. So it really goes after his mindset, as the Bartner explains here in the Perush. He says because it's based on his words, and his words are intending that any act of eating, even a crumb, if kol shehu, would be liable. So he's liable on that. And we see actually that the Torah can be, in some cases, more lenient and more generous than what people choose to impose on themselves. Now back in the Mishnah, Shvuah shelo ochel, an oath I will not eat, that's what he said, v'achol v'shata, and he ate and drank at the same time. Eino chayev ela achat. He's only liable to bring one offering. Now why is that ruling needed? Because drinking is also a form of eating. Shtia beklal achila. So we would have thought, well, he's liable once on the eating the solids and liable once on drinking the liquid. Well, if he did it at the same time, in the same meal, in the same period of forgetting the Shvua, then he only brings one offering. But indeed, if he ate lunch and then remembered his oath, and then later on forgot his oath again and drank a water bottle, that he would indeed be liable two separate offerings. Finally, a case where he said, Shvua shelo ochel shelo eshte. He's making an oath he won't eat and that he won't drink. V'achol v'shata, and he ate and drank in the same meal, at the same time, in the same helam, the same period of forgetting the oath. Chayev shtayim, he brings two offerings. It's considered as if it's two separate oaths, since he specified not just eating is banned, but also drinking. It's considered two oaths, so now his act of eating and drinking, even in one period of forgetfulness, will bring him two separate liabilities. Yishar kochachem, tizku le mitzvot.